Mining magnate Clive Palmer has accused the United States government of funding the environmental group Greenpeace via the CIA to undermine Australia's coal mining sector. Mr. Palmer made the extraordinary claim over Greenpeace's plan to use the court system to tie up coal mining applications. He also called on all Greens MPs standing at the coming Queensland state election to resign. Matt Wordsworth has more.
Clive Palmer is no stranger to controversy or a legal fight. He once listed litigation as one of his pastimes in Who's Who. But he's angry at Greenpeace's plan to use lawyers to thwart future coal mining projects. He also claims funding is coming from the Rockefeller Foundation in the United States.
If you go to page 12, right, you'll see this is a paper which Greenpeace has been produced at their executive to get this project going. It's got about $10 million in funding there. It shows you the funding is coming from the United States, right? Basically, it tells you from the Rockefeller Foundation. In this document, among other things, they tell you how they're going to change the story for coal. They talk about the funding of an independent documentary which is going around Queensland, which has been funded by the Rockefeller Foundation from the United States, defaming me, defaming Waratah. And also they say how they're going to employ 20 lawyers to close up the legal system of this state to ensure development can't take place, to ensure that royalties and other revenue won't flow back to the state so we can no longer pay for our hospitals. This is a serious matter indeed because it goes to the political independence of all Australians.
Then he linked the Rockefeller Foundation to the United States' Central Intelligence Agency.
Well, you don't have to go back and read the Church Report in the 1970s and to read the reports to the US Congress, which sets up the Rockefeller Foundation as a conduit of CIA funding. You only have to look at the secret budget which was passed by Congress last year, bigger than our whole national economy, which the CIA's got to ensure that. You only have to read the reports to US Congress, where the CIA reported to the President that their role was to ensure the US competitive advantage and economic advantages. That's how you know it's funded by the CIA.
He says Greenpeace should be under far greater scrutiny.
And if you've got anyone funding directly political parties, funding lawyers to obstruct our laws in this country, it's something you should be ashamed of. And I've got to say to Wayne Swan, the Treasurer, that he's done a wonderful job in Parliament when he stood up last week and he said this is something that all Australians should be against. I support the Treasurer. While I'm critical of him, I'm not critical of his patriotism. We've got different views, but we live in a democracy. That's why we should be ashamed of it, because it is bloody shameful.
He then picked out veteran Green campaigner Drew Hutton.
Drew Hutton is a tool of the US government and Rockefeller, and so are the Greens and everything they say. Simple as that.
Mr. Hutton, who was consulted in the document by Greenpeace, says there is no money from the Rockefeller Foundation.
I have no idea where he got that amount of money from. Certainly, there's no amount of money that I'm aware of that's come to my organisation, or for that matter, any organisation that I'm aware of, by the Rockefeller Foundation or anybody else.
So no CIA involvement at all?
none that I'm aware of. It's the first time I've ever been accused of having any links with the CIA, I can assure you.
Clive Palmer also made comment about the mineral resource rent tax, saying this is one legal fight he's not taking part in.
Well, no, certainly Andrew Forrest has indicated he'll do that.
So you don't care about the mining tax then that much?
Look, I don't care about any tax. It won't affect my life one way or the other.
Clive Palmer ending that report from Matt Wordsworth.